Recording. Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, July 25th, 2026, emergency business meeting. Call to order time will be 1:33 p.m. Roll call. Fiscal Officer Ross is absent. Trustee Wilkerson?
Present.
Trustee Reese? Present. Trustee Dick?
Present, on the phone.
Thank you. And this is an officer. Okay, if you could please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I guess there's a little delay on the phone.
That makes it kind of hard.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, no problem. It's like there was an echo, you know. Okay, next up is public comments on items on the agenda. So this is an opportunity if you want to speak, but you can only speak about things on the agenda. Okay, hearing none, we'll go straight to discussion. So that we put the healthcare provider on this session because Kathy said we were going to have to do an emergency session anyhow, or a special session at least, because we have to make this decision by the end of August. So what you see in the agenda there are the proposals that we get from SIBO, which is the company that we have, that we work with to find us as cheap as possible insurance for the number of people that we have. We do not pay them, they get paid by the insurance company, but SIBO is that company. So on the first page, what you see is Aetna-Current. That's what we currently have. If we renew it, what it will cost. And then a couple of new proposals for Anthem. The $5,000 and the $4,000 that you see directly below the Anthem line on the second line, that's the deductible. So the first one is $5,000 deductible. The second one is $4,000. If you go to the second page, you'll see more Anthem options on the right-hand side. Again, the Aetna's repeated what we currently have and what the renew price is. And then deductible $3,400 and $3,000. So what the what's been recommended, and you can see by the numbers, is the Anthem $5,000 deductible. So SOCA, MEWA, $5,000 HSA, which is... will cost us $75,438.84 with our current membership, versus if we stuck with Aetna, it would cost $97,699.56. And by the way, our current deductible is $5,500, so this is a little better for the staff because they'll get a $500 break on the deductible. So that's my explanation. If anybody has any comments... Do you have anything, Josh, that you want to ask or?
No, this looks good. I mean, it lowers the overall cost, but it doesn't seem that anything changes much, really. I mean, I'm assuming you looked at this
yes,
very specifically.
The plans are comparable.
Yeah.
And in fact, we were on this Anthem plan 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we switched to Aetna because they cut us a big break last year, and also they had a plan. That plan, the 5500 plan,
mm-hmm.
had a potential rebate at the end of the year if the membership didn't use a lot of the, you know, there was a bunch of rules, but we could get some refund. And we did get that. We got, I believe Kathy said $3,900. I could be wrong on that number, but I think that's what she said. So we did get a little money back. Not the entire potential, but we only had, I think, two people in the plan last year.
Okay.
So this year we'll have more, of course. Okay, anything further on that?
Kama, do you have anything to add?
No, I looked the numbers over through Kathy, and it is a better policy. So, and as you know, I don't participate in it anyway, so.
Okay.
Then we'll go straight to action items. Do you want to read it? Without saying, do I have a motion?
Sure. Okay.
I had to.
Resolution number 2607075, a resolution selecting Anthem Plan Soshi Niwa, maybe? 5,000 HSA for health care coverage for township officials and full-time employees under the authority of Section 505.60 of the Ohio Revised Code and authorizing the township administrator to execute said contract on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, and I will second it. Call the vote, please.
Okay.
By the way, just so everybody knows, Trustee Dick, who is on the phone, she is not allowed to vote remotely. That's a Ohio law. So she can participate in the discussion, but she cannot vote on anything this evening. So go ahead. Okay.
Trustee Wilkerson, yes. Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next up, we need a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of conferencing with an attorney for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body that are the subject of pending or imminent court action. Do we have a motion?
Yes, I will motion.
And I will make the second. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the vote, please.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson? Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
That's okay.
Motion carries 2-0. Time into executive session will be 1:39 p.m. We will stop the recordings. And there is no plan for action. Discussion. There's no plan for action after the executive session. Okay, stop the recording. Pause the recording. Let's see how to do that.
Josh, thank Beth for coming.
She's still here.
She heard you.
Okay,
back to regular session at 4:40 p.m. We will be taking no further action today, so we need a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, and I will second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the vote, please.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson? Yes.
Motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment is 4:40 p.m.